JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
And thanks for joining us. Coming up in today's program, education and business leaders urged to help shape labor force. And later we'll look at the gig in Glimpses of Jamaica. Welcome and do stay with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Mayor of Montego Bay, Councillor Glendon Harris, says education and business leaders have a key role to play in shaping the quality of Jamaica's labor force.
The world is ever changing, and as we rise to meet current global opportunities, educational and business leaders must assist government in amplifying the impact of our institutions to assure the populace that we are capable of delivering the kind of quality education that will produce a dynamic, world-standard labor force.
Mayor Harris was addressing the recent launch of the inaugural Mona School of Business and Management Conference at the University of the West Indies Western Jamaica campus in Montego Bay. He says members of the business and education sectors also have a part to play in ensuring that policies that are in place contribute positively to the nation.
With the many challenges we do face, we must go beyond what is facing us and the perceived limitations to find unique ways to innovatively restructure and improve the economy of our nation.
He noted that the St. James Parish Council is playing its part by developing a unit that will oversee and guide the organizing of resources, particularly human resources.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you, just memorize up, little no, please.
Hey, woman. You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she want. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Vision 2030's goal is to create a Jamaica that will have a world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica is the country's first long-term development plan that is working to transform the island into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, Michael Matthews from St. Mary shares a glimpse of Jamaica with us.
One of the main things when me see that happen now when me I grow up as a youth, I think you call it a gig. And we used to cut out one ball, we call it a wood conk, out of, make it out of tree road and bam road. We used to use guava or orange wood and sit down and start to use a cutlass and your chisel and pare it down. The gig actually is shaped like a microphone. But the point where you put the, you call that now, the nail for it to play on, that part is like, it's like a funnel, it's very small. So you put it in and you wind up the card point and you flick it and it play. That you don't see again.
Remember that you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica. Just email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of another journey, Roundabout JA. With Studio Engineer Andrew Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.